As the government shutdown stretches on, many of the nation's immigration courts are at a standstill, and that leaves many people in a state of limbo. The shutdown has not halted proceedings in courts attached to immigration detention centers, like Georgia's Stewart Detention Center, which were deemed essential services. But the shutdown has closed court for people who have been voluntarily working their way through the naturalization process. Sarah Owings of Atlanta is a national board member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says this can be a major blow.
For people that are out and, you know, living here, working in Georgia, and have been some for 20, 30 years and are finally just awaiting their day in court, those cases are all getting continued.
Which means the years-long wait to get into immigration court may start all over again. The missed court dates in Georgia due to the shutdown have likely already run into the thousands. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.